Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the OutSky.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw with a 105.7 The Fan Fan Flash.
After conquering Cole Reagans on Saturday night, the Orioles faced another tough Kansas City starter yesterday in Seth Lugo. The veteran had pitched to a 1.05 ERA through his first four starts of the year, but the Birds were able to tee off on him.
Jordan Westberg on the next pitch. That's a tank out to left center. Westberg splashes down just in front of the fountains.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Colton Cowser and Jordan Westberg launched back-to-back home runs en route to a 5-0 win over the Royals. Westberg also finished his weekend with four RBIs and extended his hit streak to 9 games in the process. The Birds will now travel out west for a 3-game series against the Angels. It all starts tonight with journeyman Albert Suarez on the mound, looking to build off his excellent Orioles debut. First pitch just after 9:30. From the Fan Weather Center, sunshine all day with highs reaching the mid-60s this afternoon. I'm Nolan McGraw. Every team, every sport, every day, Ravens, Terps, and O's. And your home for the most NFL draft coverage, presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, 105.7 The Fan.
Sports. With balls, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. 580, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Again, no real musical theme. We just go with Nolan's flow. And when Nolan's in a flow, oh boy. Batting down the hatches, man. We're going crazy in here. Orioles tonight in Anaheim taking on the Angels. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Ryan Ripken getting it started at 6 after taking 2 out of 3 in Kansas City. Orioles, by the way, have won 6 of their last 7 games. So for all of you people out there losing your minds, just kind of look at the standings a little bit here, if you don't mind. But the NFL draft coming up here. First round is Thursday. Ravens have the 30th pick in it. Here to get it from a Ravens perspective. She covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. She's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome back to the program, Gianna Hahn. Gianna, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Feeling good. Ready for this draft to just get here already.
Yeah, I get a lot of that too. People are like, hey, I can't wait till it's over and all of this good stuff. But might have a lot to do with the Ravens picking 30th, not first. Then there'd probably be a different mindset to it. But Gianna, you know what the needs are here. And assuming they stick around at pick number 30? Are you getting any sort of vibe? Did you talk to your crystal ball? Whatever it is that you do to get some inside information as to what direction Eric DaCosta might be leaning, at least on April the 22nd here.
Well, I've been beating the dead horses. It's got to be O-line. But then I actually sat down and did a bunch of mock draft simulators, and I could see why they wouldn't pick O-line first round, because it doesn't look like there would be too many available. Position value of number 30, or I should say pick value of number 30, which could, you know, argue the case of taking either a cornerback or a wide receiver instead, or as you mentioned, trading down. I do think that they need to pick a lineman high. I think we all know that. They really need offensive linemen, but those many, many mock drafts that I made me realize that there might not be a guy right in the number 30 range. So I haven't heard too many people talk about them trading up, but to get to the right pick versus player value for O lineman, they would either have to move up or down to have that match and make sense.
So as Eric DaCosta always says, best player available, if a wide receiver is there at 30, that's not as far-fetched as maybe it would have been, say, a month ago.
Exactly. But I also think wide receiver is a need. There's a very big difference in the type of need between offensive line and wide receiver. I think there are a lot of options at offensive line. There's just not star value there versus there are stars in the wide receiver court. There's just no one backing them up. So it's, are you going for depth and long-term value, or are you going for we need some home run hitters on the line?
I think before it's all said and done, Gianna, they draft minimum two O linemen out of their nine picks if they keep their nine.
I think that's fair to say. And also, it's just a position that you probably do need some depth in as well, even if they already have some. Just look at how many guys had injuries last year. You're literally in the trenches, as they say it. So two sounds just about right to me.
Gianna, I don't see them moving up, because to move up, you'd have to give up, you know, a third or a fourth, something like that, which to me, for what they want to get done, third, fourth round to me seems like wide receiver, running back, somewhere in that vicinity.
I would agree with that. And they seem to like their later draft picks as well. They've found some success there. And in addition to those two positions you said, I think cornerback as well, because those are guys that can all contribute on special teams until maybe they catch up to the speed of the game. And this also isn't the deepest pool this year, thanks to NIL and COVID and other things. So I think that you want to stay in that middle ground and hopefully get out of maybe the later rounds. But I agree, it makes more sense for them to drop into the second round and add more of those middle picks than to move up.
Gianna, I could see like Eric telling Chucky Smith that, Chuck, you let me know where you found a guy that we can develop, that you want to develop, that's got talent and ability and stuff, and we'll take him, whether it be rounds 3 through 7, wherever you feel that guy fits.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I saw before the Justin Madubuike extension, a lot of people were really thinking they would pick like an edge or D-line guy in the first round. And then after that, I haven't seen anyone mentioning it, just because that made such a difference. And of course, having Calvin Oy back makes it less of an urgent need. So you don't need a top round guy. You just need some depth for the future or star that could come in once some of those guys get older, especially if they don't pick up that fifth-year option for Adafe. But I think they have a lot of faith in Chuck and what he can do and what he has done with outside linebackers, edge rushers, all of that to get them, really bring out the best in them.
Do you, after Sunday, have the Ravens had 9 or less picks?
Sorry, what, can you repeat that?
Sure. After the draft is over.
Yes.
The Ravens have 9 picks going in. Do they end up afterwards having 9 picks, or are they going to have less picks? You know, because Eric talks about, you know, how the draft is not deep, so I could see them possibly getting rid of some.
I can see that too. My only question there is, if Eric thinks that, then all the other GMs are thinking that. Someone, them reading, saying expect to see teams getting out of the late rounds of this draft. But my question then is, who is getting into those late rounds if everyone thinks that those guys don't have that much value? So I see the logic in moving out, and I do think something will happen. It just might, to me, I think might not be as prevalent as people are thinking, just because I don't, if everyone thinks that they need to move into next year instead of this year, well then where are those picks going? If you see what I mean.
Do you think that the Ravens add somewhere throughout the draft a quarterback?
You know, I think I could see it, but at the same time, there's so many other needs, that I feel are more urgent. It's hard to say that because if Lamar goes down, then I think just the Ravens season is over and it doesn't matter what you do. But, and there are some decent wide receiver quarterback options who could play backup. But just as I was going through all my mock drafts and looking at other people's mock drafts, it just doesn't seem like they fall where they need them to, compared to their needs for other positions. So I think it would make sense to add a guy through the draft rather than go sign a free agent, because there aren't that many free agent backup quarterback offerings out there. But they might play risky and just not get a backup quarterback for next season and roll in with Josh Johnson.
Gianna Hahn covers the NFL and the Ravens, obviously, for the Baltimore Banner on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. All right, Vinny brought up quarterback. What about running back? Derrick Henry coming in, bringing all the awesomeness that he brings to the equation. Keaton Mitchell, call me skeptical. If they see him, he certainly won't be the Keaton Mitchell we saw pre-injury. So how does running back depth, at least, Gianna, get addressed here over the next couple of weeks?
Oh, I definitely think that they pick someone maybe third or fifth round, maybe a little bit later, fourth or fifth, because, as you mentioned, Keaton Mitchell, don't know when he's coming back, and you don't know what he's going to look like. So, once again, big risk to just go into the season with Derrick Henry and Justice Hill. Plus, Eric DaCosta said that they will be adding another running back at some point, and he had told us at the pre-draft press conference that he really sees that third to fifth round as a sweet spot. There might not be any starting talent that they see in this draft, but there are certainly solid backups in this draft, right in the clustered right there. So I think that's where you start seeing them look for a running back.
All right, Gianna, NFL draft, first round, 3 days from today. Well, wait, it's Tuesday. Yeah, 3 days from today. What's happening at the Baltimore Banner as everyone's getting all ramped up for it here?
Well, Jonas is currently on a podcast, so wait for that to come out. I think they did just drop their spiciest draft takes. And then, of course, Orioles are kicking. The wait and see if Jackson Holliday will, you know, get his hitting up. And then on our news side, I think we just had a really big feature drop on the truckers and how the bridge has affected them. So lots of stuff coming out right now, and I'm excited to go read that story.
Hey, Gianna, appreciate your time as always. Have fun on draft night, draft weekend, and
we'll
talk to you after and get your impressions of what they did do when it was all said and done.
Sounds good. I'll see you on the other side.
You got it. Thanks, Gianna. Gianna Hahn, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, whip around. Busy weekend at sports. We don't have time to dilly-dally. So got that coming up. And then Michael Felder. We'll preview the draft with him. Is Caleb Williams the number one quarterback in this draft? Does he go another direction? And how prudent would it be for the Ravens maybe to take a wide receiver at 30 if their O-line or their cornerback's not there at that time?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Hades Whip.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, time for the whip around. Vinny and Hades, 105.7 The Fan. We don't have time to bleep around. Let's get right to it. Stanley Cup playoffs started over the weekend. The Caps' first game was at MSG yesterday afternoon, and it was a flurry of goals, unfortunately, against Washington.
Here's LaPierre out in front. Roslovic clears it ahead for Zibanejad. Outlet pass for Kreider. Moving in on Lindgren. Kreider deeps and scores!
Kenny Albert, MSG, 4-1 was the final score. But, Vinny, as you said earlier, the game was competitive, and then it got out of control for a two-minute-plus span there.
I mean, the Caps were hanging in there. The Rangers didn't have a lot of shots after the first period, 0-0. And then bang, bang, bang. They scored two in 22 seconds. And then it was like, then the Caps just couldn't. They couldn't get anything going offensively. That's the problem. And the Rangers, I'll tell you what, the Rangers did a hell of a job blocking shots, and they were physical. Rangers are going to be tough to deal with because they got a great goalie, too. Shesterkin is awesome. You know, the only goal they got for the Caps was, you know, a tip-in off somebody's skate, off of Wilson's skate. So, otherwise, that's going to be a tough deal for the Caps. I mean, the Caps are 2-2 against the Rangers. They've lost now three games in New York, but the Caps have won two at home. So, that's the chance they got.
Well, unfortunately for them, the next game's at Madison Square Garden. No, that's tomorrow. Puck drop, 7 o'clock. Also yesterday, Florida 3-2 over Tampa, as that series is off to an interesting start. And then how about the big old score there? Winnipeg, Colorado, 7-6. Yeah, two periods, first and third, where each team put three.
Yeah, and Bob, the crazy thing is Winnipeg had seven goals and they had 23 total shots. The goalie for Colorado only made 16 saves the whole day. And, you know, they scored seven goals. So that's the problem with Colorado is defensively. They struggle. They got McKinnon and McCarr. I mean, they got great offensive weapons. Winnipeg's a good team.
Vancouver 4-2 over Nashville. Saturday it was Carolina 3-1 over the Islanders. And then the Maple Leafs, it is the playoffs. They get their pants pulled down 5-1 by Boston.
Boston's no dummy, Bob. I mean, they lost their last two, so they didn't have to face Florida. They wanted to play Toronto, and they just have it over on Toronto, man, in the playoffs. And 5-1, you know, this is an offensive team, Toronto. Usually what happens is Boston just physically beats them up. That's kind of what happens, and Toronto's been trying to get a little tougher. But first game, not pretty.
Tonight, Toronto-Boston, game two. In Boston, Islanders, Hurricanes, game two there. Golden Knights, Stars, game one. Kings and Oilers, game one. So a couple of debuts in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Today. Yeah, and Golden Knights, they're defending champs, so see how they do. They wanted Dallas. They match up very well with Dallas, so they didn't want to play Edmonton. So, you know, we'll see there. And then Edmonton, can they kind of get off the schneid and make kind of a run in the playoffs? Because, you know, they've got Draisaitl, they got McDavid, they've got guys, and they've tried to get better at goaltending and stuff. And we'll see if they can move along.
In the NBA playoffs, which started over the weekend as well, yesterday, the closest game of the weekend, it was Oklahoma City taking on New Orleans and one of the MVP finalists doing some MVP finalist things.
Gilgeous Alexander. Guarded by McCollum. Chisels into the paint. Flicks it up and in. And contact.
And one, as they say. TNT on the call. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 3 of his 28. As OKC holds off the Zion-less New Orleans Pelicans 94-92, 28.6 boards, 4 assists. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland, he had 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists himself. First game of the day was Boston 114-94 over Miami. Haywood Highsmith, Curley, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Jason Tatum had a little triple-double action there, 23-10-10. The Clips all over Dallas, 109-97. James Harden had 28. Luka Doncic, though, 33-13-6. And that one, Milwaukee got all over Indiana and didn't stop, 109-94. Jalen Smith, Baltimore, 2.7 boards there. Mount St. Joe, University of Maryland. Dame Lillard at 35 in the first half.
Ooh.
As they dominated that ballgame, no Giannis in that one. Tonight, it is Orlando at Cleveland. Cavs up 1-0. Philly at New York. Knicks up 1-0. The Lakers at Denver. Denver's up 1-0 in that one. Check your local listings. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fed is the whip around here on this Monday. Let's see here. Boxing. Saturday night, Barclays Center, Ryan Garcia. Majority decision over Devin Haney, taking away his undefeated record. One judge had it 112-112. Other two, 114-110, 115-109. That might have been a little lopsided. But he dropped him 3 times, Garcia did. He missed weight, so he doesn't win the belt. But he keeps Haney the WBC belt because it's boxing where they pretty much literally make up their own rules as it goes. But it was an entertaining fight, much better than a lot of people thought. I thought Haney was going to win by a late-round stoppage. I was wrong, as usual. But Ryan Garcia got himself back into the spotlight. The guy's got like 18 million social media followers. And he was sucking out beer at the weigh-in because he had already missed weight. He's like, bleep it. What else do I have to lose? Let's just give me that beer. Let's chug it. And he went out and he set the left hook early, had Devin Haney kind of in a queer street, and then he just kind of took control from there. Yeah, Haney wants him in the middle rounds, and then in the second half of the fight, it was, look at the picture, swollen face, busted lip, now just waiting for the excuses to come out, as they say there. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Vinny and Haney. Get to your phone calls later in the hour, but real quick. This day in sports history, Orioles history in particular, April the 22nd already. What? 1973, Memorial Stadium. Orioles 5-3 over the Tigers. Earl Williams, 2-run homer. McQuire, complete game. He gets the win. Orioles will win the American League East. 1979, doubleheader, Memorial Stadium against the Brujas. Game 1, 6-2 Orioles. Doug DeCinci, John Lowenstein hit homers. Kenny Singleton had 2 ribbies. Dennis Martinez, complete game for the win. Game 2. Orioles 7-3 again over the Brewers. Kenny and Doug DeCinci both went yard. Eddie Murray had 4 ribbies. Mike Flanagan on his way to the Cy Young. 8 innings pitched. What makes that doubleheader so special? I was there.
Oh, nice.
Swear to God, Mr. Buck lived around a corner on Ann Street. He used to be an usher for the Orioles. He goes, me and a couple of neighborhood kids, want to go to the game? I said, yeah, let's do it. And what I remember, Nolan, guy behind me was sitting in the bleachers. This was 79 April. Ralph Sampson had blown Maryland off his recruiting list.
Uh-huh.
And at 14, I already had this vast knowledge of college basketball. And the guy was like giving me the business because Ralph Sampson thought Maryland sucked. So I was kind of like, you know, go believe yourself, dude. And since my dad wasn't there, I was dropping F-bombs. And we digress. 2012 in Anaheim, where the Orioles are going to be tonight. 3-2, 10 innings. Nick Markakis drives in. Your boy and yours, Robert Andino. Markakis had 3 ribbies on the night. Pedro Strop. Remember how good he was in 2012?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Jim Johnson got the save as the Orioles beat the Angels 3-2, trying to do that again in real time tonight. 6 o'clock, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, me and Ryan Ripken, live from the studio, getting you all jacked up for some late Monday night baseball. We'll come back, Michael Felder talking about the upcoming draft, Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, news from the Nest at noon, count the money, hopefully at 12:15, buy or sell, and then we'll talk Orioles with Rich Dubroff from BaltimoreBaseball.com. Despite all the concerns, here the Orioles are, 14-7, just kind of winning series after series after series.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere f***ing else.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Rob Haney, Vinny's Rotto. Orioles in Anaheim tonight, taking on the Angels after winning 2 out of 3 in Kansas City. Got that coming your way. Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs, they're underway. Got that coming your way. Devin Haney, my long-lost cousin, got slapped around on Saturday night in Barclays Center by a guy who was drinking beer at the weigh-in, Ryan Garcia, which, by the way, makes him one of my favorite fighters of all time. So it's all good. But the NFL draft, Thursday in Detroit. Ravens have the 30th pick. Bobby Haney, Vinny Serrato, here to break it down as only he can. He's played college football. He's broken down many drafts before. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Michael Felder. Michael, what's up?
Oh, man, it's always good to talk to you guys. It's always so good. Like, let's go.
Well, let's do it. Let's start with the first pick in the draft. It's Caleb Williams, we assume. Tell me, Michael Felder, why you wouldn't pick Caleb Williams if you were inclined to lean in that direction.
I here's the thing. If I was Caleb Williams, I don't know that I want to go and play for the Bears. Like, I don't mean to sound rude, but, like, man, so in the last few years, let's talk about it. The guys that are most like Caleb Williams are Kyler Murray, Justin Fields. Kyler Murray has some sort of a renaissance this upcoming year, which I think is a lot about him unlearning Lincoln Riley. And then the Bears mismanaged Justin Fields, including not giving him a ton of help. So, if I'm Caleb Williams, if you're Caleb Williams, do you want to play for the Bears?
I would. I mean, you got big city. They've got tradition. Bears is huge in that town.
They've added some weapons.
Yeah, they got good weapons. They had a good defense. And they have the 9th pick, too. I'd want to play for Chicago.
Okay, there we go. I guess from living there for a while, I just I'm like, it's not that great. but no, I think that the if we're talking just the Caleb part of it, why you wouldn't pick him, it's if you fall in love with Jaden Daniels or Michael Penix. Mm-hmm. Michael Penix is an interesting one because he is a little bit older. He's played a lot of football and he's got a little bit of an injury history. Jaden Daniels to me is a contender at one, largely because he played for an NFL coach. Then he's the only quarterback that Brian Kelly's had that actually got better in year two than he was in the first year of being the full-time starter. So he can take that type of hard coaching that Brian Kelly gives when most guys that we've seen, whether it's Brandon Wimbush or Tommy Rees, Deshaun Kizer, where they start to kind of crumble under the way that he coaches, he can take that type of coaching. And that's the type of coaching a lot of times you're going to get in the NFL. So that's probably the reason why the Jaden Daniels being from an NFL system at Arizona State, then pulling for Brian Kelly, like he's got both the best of both worlds in that road. That's why I have him as my number one quarterback. I know that Caleb is going to get drafted number one. I'm not dumb. I understand he's like a super generational talent. He's a taller Kyler Murray. Like, and imagine if you could get Kyler Murray at 6'3". Like, let's go.
Now, what do you think Washington – what was Washington doing bringing in all four guys at one time?
Taking the temperature of the room.
I don't get – and then they took them to Top Golf to hang out with each other and play golf.
Yeah, that's taking the temperature of the room. Like, and it's – I think it's something that most teams would not do. I think it's something that most teams would – frown upon. I think it's something that obviously you guys have frowned upon. But when I look at it, I'm like, I get it, because you want to see who hangs, who can chill, who's the most competitive. And then you also get, listen, you go to Top Golf, you get to see who's a little bit of an athlete. And so I'm not going to say I like it. I am going to say that I understand. And I also think there's this building of creating this atmosphere of, like, and you know what? These guys aren't the same as when, like, we were growing up. They all know each other already.
Mm-hmm.
So why waste 4 days when you could do it all in 1 day, and then you can spend the rest of your time on these other players, the players that are going to build your team? And obviously they know, which they already know, that they're not going to get Caleb Williams. So let's test drive, let's kick the tires on these other guys, and then we can go from there.
Michael, the only thing that bothered me was they said that the reason they had all four in, that was the only day that Josh Harris could be there. So they had all the quarterbacks in, which to me is a scary thing for Washington.
Yeah, that's
been there and seen that and done that.
Yeah, I was trying to skirt that, man. Why did you... Look, if you don't have the time for it, what are we doing?
Yeah. Now, Michael, first trade is going to be when?
Probably it could be with Arizona. Arizona at four, although Arizona at four is probably going to take Marvin Harrison Jr., so probably not them. Chargers already have Herbert, so it could be. I think the first trade is probably going to be at five. And I feel crazy. I don't know if you guys have seen what the Giants have been putting out on, like, social media and what, like, the reporters have been talking about the Giants, but the Giants might be in the QB marketplace, which becomes interesting because they might swap picks. Right, just to go one up so somebody else can't beat them. Atlanta already spent a ton of money on a guy that I still don't have any faith in. And Chicago's at nine, so Chicago could drop down if somebody wants to move up. But, yeah, talking about trade is crazy because you hear all these rumors the whole time. But I think at five is probably where we're going to see it. And it could be 4-5. It couldn't be 4-5. It could be 4-6. Where the Giants do move up and everything is a smokescreen about Jones, and they actually do want to move up to get a quarterback, and Arizona can still go down and get Marvin Harrison Jr. And then Arizona is now, this is the what ifs that are so crazy, because then Arizona is going to be, are they worried that the Chargers are going to take Marvin Harrison Jr.? And then at six, they can still get Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze, and they can be happy with that. So I think 4, 5, 6 are where we're going to start to see moves.
Michael, do you see 20 offensive players or more going in the first round?
Yeah, it's disheartening to me as a defensive guy. But, I mean, we're going to see – what are we going to see? Five quarterbacks come off the board? We're going to see five quarterbacks come off the board. Okay, so we're going to see probably six wide receivers come off the board. So we're at 11 already. We're probably going to see five offensive linemen at least come off the board, probably maybe more. And now we're over the threat. Like, yeah.
It's, and a tight end.
Tight end. This is a rough one for defense in terms of, yes, we're going to see Terry Arnold. Yes, we're probably going to see Kool-Aid McKinstry. I've seen Kool-Aid, by the way, seen him mock to the Ravens
right. Pretty
consistently, which I love because I think he's a really good football player. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good one. But then you start to look at it and you're like, when's the first linebacker going to come off the board? Dallas Turner, I think, is probably going to be the first defensive player picked. And I don't know if he goes in the top 10. He might go 10, maybe, to the Jets. But, I mean, it's slim pickings. It's not because the guys aren't good. It's because of the rules. And it's because offense is so – they're so good in college. They spend so much time and so much energy on that. It's really hard to see what we're going to get out of the defensive side of the ball.
Michael Felder, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Michael, last thing for you. If there's such a thing as a can't-miss prospect in this draft, no matter the position, who's that guy?
Oh, man. That's a – man, come on. That's a really good question. And you know what? I think if I had to pick Camp Miss, I'm going to go with Marvin Harrison Jr. I will. Marvin Harrison Jr. And there's two reasons. One, I kind of compare him to Michael Irvin in terms of a guy that's not super fast, but does understand how to run routes and create spacing for himself. But I also compare him to Larry Fitzgerald because he has this NFL pedigree. Larry Fitzgerald, remember, was a ball boy for the Minnesota Vikings. And so he grew up around football. Marvin Harrison Jr., the son of Marvin Harrison. He grew up around football. He understands a lot of the trappings that guys get into, whether it's your Laquan Treadwells or even Johnny Manziel. It's because they don't understand how to fit into that culture, how to fit into that locker room. Marvin Harrison doesn't have those problems. I'm going to go with him as a Camp Miss prospect.
Michael, tell everybody where we're reading, listening, and all the fun stuff that follows us through your journey of NFL draft stuff.
Yeah, make sure you check us out. We're doing a show today at 3 o'clock Eastern. So we're doing a show today on our kind of our sleepers or steals in the draft for the first two rounds. That's on the Bleacher Report app. We have another show on Wednesday at 11 in the morning on the Bleacher Report app where we talk about possible trades, which we just kind of got into. And then from Thursday to Saturday, Thursday to Saturday, we're going to be doing a live show on the app and on Max, where you'll be able to watch all that. And check me out on Substack. It's felder.substack.com. I actually posted a video of a thing called the Mother Baconator that I made today, I made it this weekend, and I got to, my wife was doing something, so I got to just eat it on the patio by myself. And it was no like, Dad, can you get me milk? Hey, honey, can you go make sure we have the wine? And it was just me alone, quiet, eating by myself, and it just felt so great.
It can be a glorious feeling, that's for sure. Michael Felder, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you after the draft, hopefully next week sometime.
Sounds good. You guys take it easy.
You got it. Michael Felder, it's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Come back, reset for you. Hopefully you get a fun house. And news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Talk some Ravens 3 days away from the draft. Buy or sell. Count that money. Hopefully you can get into the sports topics of this day. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Orioles take 2 out of 3 from the Kansas City Royals behind Cole Irvin and some back-to-back jacks out to Anaheim taking on the Angels tonight. Draft profile number 2, we're going to Baton Rouge, and we'll talk about that at 12:45-ish. Stay tuned.
What are you drinking? Vinny. Cake bread, Chardonnay. Haney, Mick Ultra. Vinny and Haney. 105.7. The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Monday. Coming up at the top of the hour, news from the Nest. Count that money, hopefully, at 12:15 by yourself. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Talk some Orioles. Draft profile, Jaden Daniels. LSU coming up at 12:45 there. But let's get out to the phones real quick before we get to the fun house. Let's go to Baltimore. It is Ray. Ray, what's up?
What's going on, Bob?
Hey, what are the excuses for Haney? What are they going to be?
But here's the thing. It's not really an excuse, right?
Yeah.
Because I once turned down an amateur fight because I won't name the gym that I used to go to because, you know, they still operate in Baltimore. They've done good things. But, you know, I used to go to this gym. They once tried to convince me to, you know, take a fight. Guy weighed in. It had, like, 6 pounds over. And I'm like, nah. No, because, you know, even though in amateurs they do same day weight, think about it from this standpoint. You know, Ryan Garcia probably came in 165 pounds. Yeah, more likely 170. And, you know what I mean? That makes a difference. Jose Luis Castillo literally, he admitted that he cheated against the late, great Diego Corrales in the second fight.
Yep.
And he came in heavy on purpose. Because he knew that would give him an advantage. So, Devin Haney is the class that is that. It was like the first, I compare this to the first, you know, Sugar Ray Roberto Duran fight. And of course, you remember it because you was there.
That's
and I
right.
was swimming in my dad's.
Well, I was at the Civic track. I was at the Civic Center watching it on closed circuit.
Yep. You wasn't in Montreal.
No.
But, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, man, like, you know, I believe this. We need to get back to fighters before I get to my Jackson Holiday take and you got to get to the funhouse. We need to get back to fighters not caring about their zeros because that's what's been killing the sport because Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder would have been a monumental occasion when they both had their zeros and they both was being pushed to fight each other, but, you know, egos and that zero got into the way. So
great point.
I believe it's going to be a great loss for Haney, and it's going to humble him. And he's a higher real trainer. Like, in the words of Bernard Hopkins and Teddy Atlas, we don't have enough teachers anymore of the sport of boxing. Everybody's fell in love with this pad work Mayweather style and put a towel over their shoulder, and now they think they're a teacher. They're not. Just stay in your place and stay in your lane. But when it comes to Jackson Holliday, as I hang up the phone,
yes,
I believe in this Angels series, he's going to have his Torrey Smith St. Louis Rams game, meaning that he's going to break out. Remember, you know, Vinny and Haney, that everybody's like, oh, man, what's this Torrey Smith, man? What are you doing? He went out there, scored like 2-3 touchdowns in the first half against the St. Louis Rams, and the rest was history. So people need to be patient with Jackson Holliday, tells him a good pedigree. He actually started working the count a little better, and he's going to get together. So what's your thoughts on that, and is it any way that Jaden Daniels doesn't go number two? And I holler at y'all.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Well, the Daniels thing, I saw one of the ESPN insiders, and I apologize, I can't remember who it was. It's not Daniels himself isn't really keen on Washington right now.
Well, I think that, Bob, the agent is kind of pissed, and the kid's a little pissed that he has to go. He had to go up to Washington with those other three other guys. So I think that's what he was mad about.
Now, Jackson Holliday, you're going to have to be a little more patient, because I would assume with Reed Detmers on the hill tonight, tough lefty for the Angels, he won't be in said starting lineup. Now, a Torrey Smith, all right, three touchdown pass. I think it was in one quarter against the Rams way back in 2011. Does that three home runs, three doubles like Tony Taters had the other night on Saturday? I don't know, but he hit the hardliner to Frazier with the infield in, runner on third, and they didn't even score in that inning when Westberg led off with a triple. And then bases loaded, he took the 3-2 heater right down the pipe, so he guessed wrong on that one. That's the first he looked kind of like, looked lost, because the dude was struggling with his control. He worked it to a full count, and Ben McDonald said maybe he was guessing breaking stuff, but that thing was right down the middle there.
Well, he had to be guessing. Yeah. I mean, there's no excuse, two strikes in that situation, not to defend the plate like that, put a swing on it, try to at least foul it off. That was probably the most telling at-bat he's had for me since he's debuted.
Yeah, I'm with you. And obviously, if he guessed wrong. We have time for a fun house.
It was already 55.
Oh, come on. You're saying no. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan. We'll come back. News from the Nest. More draft talk. If you have a recommendation for the Ravens at 30, wide receivers sitting there. Best player on the board. I'm kind of not leaning in that direction, but it is a deep wide receiver class. We get it. We keep leaning offensive tackle or guard or cornerback, but who knows? They know more than we do. Quarterback at some point and running back at some point. What do you think? Buy or sell? Let's count that cake at 12:15. That Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Preview this Angels series. By the way, Kyle Bradish pitched for Norfolk yesterday, and he wasn't missing bats or batters, let's just say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.